So I decided to watch the Tron movie again, Tron number two, Tron Legacy, I think is what it's called. And they were kind of ahead of their time, you know. They were talking about quantum teleportation and different things going on. But the Tron movie has a lot of deep truth in Types and Shadows that if you watch it and you consider the Bible while you're watching it, but you have to really know your Bible, you know, that's part of the problem. Most people don't know their Bible. They've just spent all their life seeking money instead of truth. That's the problem with the USA. Everybody's wanting money, but they don't want no truth. I guess that's the whole world, really. But, it's pretty interesting where the guy made a copy of himself in the computer program and told him to make a perfect system. But he realized there was no perfect system down here on 3D. So to make a perfect system in 2D was vanity, you know. So his alter ego, or whatever you want to call it, would be kind of like the legalistic devil, the legalistic narcissist, the legalistic Jezebel, the legalistic system. The letter tries to say, follow these rules to the T, but they don't even follow them. The Bible even talks about that. The Pharisees want you to follow their rules and cross land and sea to get their rules put in place, but they don't even keep it. They can't keep the rules. The legalist sets all these rules, but they can't even keep the rules. It's a trip, ain't it? I'm sure a lot of wives, a lot of women get, the man sets a bunch of rules, you know, that he wants to live by or whatever, he wants his house to live by, and he don't follow them. And the women probably get mad because he don't even do what he says everybody else in the house should do, you know. I'm sure women get upset about that. But it's also true with employees and a boss, citizens and the government. If there's no grace, it's not gonna balance out. There has to be grace, a thread of grace in every dispensation. Has to be a thread of grace in every dispensation. Somebody was coming over in my lane because she had a bunch of balloons in front of her car and she couldn't see in her mirror. And it's like, come on now. Instead of getting mad, I just slowed down and let her figure it out. But you had to realize, have we done the same thing? Have we crossed a lane? She crossed over into my lane. Have we done the same thing? Have we been on a cell phone? Have we been on a phone call? Have we tried to read something or send a text while we're driving down the highway, you know? The good thing about doing audio while you're driving is you don't have to look at the phone. You just look at the road and you don't have to pay attention to your phone. There's a truck in front of me. It says Ascend, A-S-C-E-N-D. And so inside the Tron movie, he said he found something inside the Tron program where these creatures that were like just appeared, like they were just like glitches, where they were like the prophets in 3D. And he says, I got to give this gift to the world. They were a special kind of creature anyway. So his whole purpose was to let those kind of people go back to 3D to help, you know. It's kind of like the born again people are supposed to be above the wisdom of the world in such a way that it could help the world. many ways, but most of the time, the born again are stuck into the world's, are caught up in the world's lies and the world's ways that they can't even see their insanity, you know. They should be separate from the world and be like a light. So instead of going from 2D to 3D, God sent from the 5D or higher the Holy Spirit into 3D creatures that they might help the 3D world. But what happens is the saved people don't really seek enough truth to and be transformed in the inner man enough to really be different from the world. If you really think about what's happening here, Jesus came into the world to give a whole new ball game perspective. And after Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came in to give a new perspective through the believers. And so nobody's really stepping into it like they should, because they're still using legalism. And it's not legalism that is the answer. It's not rule-based living. It's not law. You know, all the saved people get mad at the world, but the world's just the world. Why get angry with these uncircumcised Philistines, you know? Be angry and sin not. My point is, they're going to just keep going worse. Be mad at the devil. They're going to get worse and worse and worse, because they're going to believe any lie, any spin, any demonic trick that comes across the scene, because they're all under the spirit of the air, that the spirit of the age, the spirit of this age controls their thinking. They're lost. They're hell bound. They're children of the devil. So be mad at the devil. Be mad at the devil. All your movies, the truth is encoded in all the movies. Because, and it's encoded in all the music and all the books and everything that's on it. Because man cannot think outside of what happened at the cross. Mankind can make a love story, but that love story goes back to Jesus at the cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Mankind can make a horror story, and it goes back to the story of the cross. God's son had to go to the cross, the horror story. Had to die for mankind. Mankind can create a victory story of some kind, a movie or a story, but it goes back to the cross where Jesus rose again and defeated death. So man can write any kind of story, movie, cartoon, book, whatever, but it still points back to the cross. But because mankind is in the flesh, it's division, it's divided, a divided mind, they only see their little piecemeal truth or piecemeal experience, and they think that is the answer. But it's only a piece of the pie, it's not the whole pie. The way to see the whole pie is go back to the cross. So no matter what movie, book, cartoon, nursery rhyme, no matter what you look at, it's a piece of the pie. And then when you put it all in to the whole pie, you see that everything, and I mean everything, every thought that you have, every experience that you have, everything that you go through, subway's closed because of no internet. That's sad. Everything that you go through, every experience, every day of your life, till the day you die, even death is a piece of that. You die daily anyway. You're being transformed daily. It's all about what happened at the cross. The transformation process is because of what happened at the cross. Death, resurrection. Death, resurrection. It's happening all the time. New life. Oh, I know why they're closed. The power was out over here. That's wild. New life. Moment by moment, day by day, transformation. If what I'm saying doesn't strike a chord with you, with anybody, then I don't really know what else to say. If everything, every moment of your life is because of what happened at the cross, that story is playing out in your personal life, in your financial life, in your physical life, that same story's playing out in the story that you experience during the day. The same story is playing out everywhere all the time. If that doesn't strike a chord with you, it's true in sickness and in health, it's true in everything. Even having a baby, a woman having a baby, even having a new insight. You have to die to an old understanding and walk in a new understanding. But if you already have preconceived ideas and you're not willing to let the Bible change you and you want to change the Bible, you're not going to see it. If God's truth is true, and it is, then you should let the truth change you instead of you trying to change the truth. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's a simple concept, but the concept is so deep, but so simple that people don't want to see it. If I was to want to give anything back to humanity before I leave this earth, I want to say that death resurrection experience at the cross is playing out moment by moment in everything that you do. That's what I would want to say. Your thoughts, your cells, your mind, your soul, the storyline in your life. The Wile E. Coyote experience / Roadrunner experience is the flesh chasing the spirit. And the more the flesh tries to pull you down because you've got the Holy Spirit, the more you rise up. The more the narcissist tries to destroy you, the stronger you get. The more the narcissistic system tries to take you out, the stronger you get. If you don't respond according to the flesh and you respond according to the spirit. It's all about your response.